You may be seated. Good evening. It's so good to be here with you tonight, and I hope this message will touch you. It's one that touches me, and you probably, we've sang the songs tonight, you probably have an idea what the message might be about. Anybody want to guess? Yeah, blessings. And you know, these past few months have been so full for all of you and for us. And there has been so much going on. And I know last week you touched the children and their parents by joining the churches in the community to give over 135 backpacks to help kids get off and get started to school. What a blessing. And you've been so generous in the transition of pastor and pastor's family. And I just want to thank you for that, because that has been such a blessing to us. You've blessed us with a beautiful home. And I know you put a lot of work into getting it ready for us to move in. And it is beautiful. And you know what? I think everything has finally been put away and is all together. So you're welcome to stop by anytime. A couple weeks ago, I would never have said that. And you gave us such a warm reception. And from my understanding, you've had more than your share of struggles over the last few months. You're all dealing with a lot of illness, a lot of struggles in life. I know you've lost several over the past year to death, and that's left a big void in your lives. And it's kind of left our lives a little bit sad because of the loss, but happy for the peace and wholeness they are now experiencing as they walk in heaven with Jesus. Through all of this, you and me and all of us gathered here have been reminded about how much God loves us and wants to fill us with love and grace. He sent his son Jesus to bring us eternal life and the forgiveness of sins, and the Holy Spirit to be our guide and companion to walk with us through life. Jesus dwells in our hearts and is with us always. And God has blessed us in so many different ways. We have been blessed so that we can be a blessing to others. And that is the title of my message tonight, is Blessed to Be a Blessing. I'd like for you, if you have your Bibles, to turn with me to Genesis chapter 12, and I'll be reading verses 1 through 3. As we listen in to some words that God spoke to Abraham, Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. The Lord said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you." And the words that were later given to the Galatians by the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 3, verse 14, that shows us how it was just a continuation of God's plan. We read in Galatians 3, 14, "He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit." God has undoubtedly blessed each and every one of us in so many different ways. And it doesn't take us long when asked to list the ways God has blessed us. Tonight, we sang two of my favorite songs that have been my favorite songs as I was growing up. count your blessings. Did you remember that song? Is that a song you were familiar with? It always reminds me that no matter what I face in life, there are so many blessings to count. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings and see what God has done. And the same way with the hymn, there shall be showers of blessings. You remember that one? Is that one that you're familiar with? There shall be showers of blessings. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessings. Showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops around us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Have you ever wondered why God showers so many blessings upon you? Is it because you're special? Is it because of his incredible love for you? Is it because he wants you to have a wonderful life? I think it's all of those reasons and so many more. He blesses you because you are his child and he loves you so much. He wants to bless your socks off of you. He wants your life to be fantastic and full. And it's because of all of this and so much more. You see, unfortunately, I think we've been trained to see the word blessing and automatically think of it as being directed towards our personal well-being. God blesses us, and we receive the blessing. Yet, if we look back in Genesis to why God blessed what God said to Abraham, it quickly becomes apparent that blessings are always something to be given away. We have not been blessed in order to just enjoy them for ourselves and just be content as if we were hoarding that last piece of birthday cake long after the party's over. You know that corner of the pan that nobody wants to eat because they don't want to take the last piece? And then I know at my house sometimes it turns these weird colors because nobody would eat it. But anyway, we have not been blessed in order to just keep them to ourselves. In fact, we've been blessed in order to be a blessing to others. Notice there's only one time God tells Abraham that he will bless him. While three times God told Abraham that others will be blessed through him. God does not bless us in order for us to just feel good about ourselves or merely because he wants us to enjoy his blessings for ourselves. This misses the point entirely. God blesses us so that we can give it away, so we can bless others. In other words, to live generously is to fully live in tune with the heart of God. Receive so that you can give. Live generously because this is the way that God lives. If we look at Psalm 37, verses 25 and 26, we read, I was young, but now I'm old. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. They are always generous. They lend freely, and their children will be a blessing. Apparently, living generously has a far greater impact than we might ever realize. When we choose to live generously, giving and loving and blessing and encouraging and lending and mending that which is broken, we leave a legacy for the next generation. When we model generosity, we instill in the next generation that generosity is a value to be embraced. As we are a blessing to others, our children see this value and will more readily embrace it as their own. Even as young as Micah and Ellie are, when they see us giving to others, they in turn are ready to give in others today. This morning at church, I took graham crackers for them. And before church started, I gave each of them a graham cracker. And within 30 seconds, they had passed their graham crackers on to other people in the church. Ellie had even taken a bite out of hers before she passed it on. But she knew she's supposed to share. Now, at lunch, that didn't happen. So, you know, you just never know what's going to happen. But as we bless others, people see it happening, and they catch it. They catch on to it, and they want to bless others too. And we need to ensure that the cycle of blessing continues. God blesses us, and we bless others, and others bless others, and others bless others. And we just live in a world that is blessed. And we live in a society that is far too often absorbed in self. In self-advancement, self-promotion, even self-blessing. What kind of legacy are you living for the next generation? What are you leaving for them? Is it one that is saturated in self? Or is it one that sees the blessing of others as the central message of God? Folks, we've all been blessed over and over and over again. Our families and friends have done so much for us. Our church families have done so much for us. And let us think about the words that Jesus shared with his disciples in John 14. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Think about those words. We all believe all of the great things that Jesus has done. All of the great miracles, all of the great way he treated people. And yet, he tells us in John 14, verse 12, I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I'm going on to the Father. Friends, you are doing great things. And you're going to even do greater things. He has blessed us with his presence. And he has blessed us with such great power to carry on the work that he had been doing in the world. He has blessed us so we can make a difference in other people's lives. His love was so great that he gave his all for you and me. And there's times we feel like we've been called to give our all in order to bless others. Today, I want you to count your blessings and remember that the way God has blessed you is so that you can pass those blessings on to others. Because God is blessing you, you can be a blessing to others. Let us pray. God, we thank you for the many ways you have blessed us throughout our lives. We thank you especially for forgiving us our sins. Forgive us for not being good witnesses of the blessings you have blessed and given to us. Forgive us for causing division in our families or in our church or our community. Help us to work for unity in the body of Christ so that we can be more effective in reaching out and making disciples. Empower us to be blessings to those around us, to our families and our neighbors. May we help those who already have a relationship with you grow closer to you and introduce those who have never met you by sharing our blessings with them. Thank you, God, for the blessings you have given us and the power that comes with the blessing. Empower us now to go and do even greater things as we share our blessings with those around us. Amen.